This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going in the grain and livestock markets today?
Pressure today in the markets due to lack of progress of a grain deal being started. In the phone call that President Trump had with President Xi on Friday, they talked mostly about TikTok, but not about the grains. The market didn't like that. It went down Friday hard and down again today. So it had built in a hope premium that some constructive was going to come out of those talks. When nothing came out of those talks in the way of beginnings of a grain deal, the market has taken the premium out with two pretty hard down days in a row, pulling the other markets down. In addition to that pressure, harvest pressure has been exerted on the markets, maybe 10% done. We'll see what the numbers are this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Generally always puts pressure in the markets, plus farmers selling to make room for the new crop, exerting additional pressure. So, you know, basically they're talking about a bean market as a demand bear because China hasn't been in for several months now. Normally a big buyer of our beans, and corn is a supply bear because of the record crop.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
At the close, December corn down 2 1/4 at 421 and 3/4. November soybeans down 14 1/2 at 1011 even. October soybean meal down 4 even at 278.90. October soybean oil down 86 cents at 49.17. On the Merck, October live cattle up 357 at 237.15. October feeders up 7.25 at 361.35. October lean hogs up 82 cents at 98.80. Pork cutout went unchanged at 103.90, and October Class 3 milk down 33 cents at 16.85. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.